This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he was asleep on the back seat. Dear Stephen Shirley, I got a call that my husband was asleep in his car behind the bar that he goes to on Friday nights after work. I pulled up on him there, and he was asleep in the back seat with the windows cracked. His pants were unbuttoned, and his shoes were off. I tapped on the window, and he did not budge, so I hit the button to unlock the car. Then he jumped up and screamed. I told him to get out of the car, but he refused to. He said that he did not know how he got there, so I should leave because it was not safe for me to be there. I told him I wasn't going anywhere until he got out of the car. He sat up and put his shoes on, but still wouldn't get out. I closed the car door and went and sat in my car. He started texting somebody, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a white lady approaching his car and then suddenly turn around. At that same time, at that same time, my girlfriend called me and said she was parked in the back and had her eyes on me in case I needed her help. I was so clueless. So she explained that she thinks my husband was about to get it on with the white woman in his back seat. I hung up and I went inside and found the white woman. She said she was going to have security escort me out because I was dead wrong about her wanting to be with my husband. When I got back outside to my car, my husband was gone. He was home in the bed when I got there. He said he left to avoid conflict. He told me that he was very disappointed that I pulled that stunt, and he was only trying to sleep off the liquor before he drove home. Does my friend's story sound right to you, or does my husband's story sound right to you? This all sounds crazy to me, from your husband in the back seat and him telling you to go home because it's not safe for you, to him then leaving you there and going home to, in his words, avoid conflict. I thought it wasn't safe for him to leave you there. Everyone in this letter is suspect except you. Your husband, this mysterious white woman who threatened to call security on you. By the way, why was she walking to your husband's car and turned around when she saw you? Your friend called from out of the background somewhere and startled you. And why was she there spying on your husband anyway? Well, what is going on here? I wouldn't trust any of their stories, but your husband is the only one who owes you an explanation because you're married to him. And you know you won't get the truth out of him. I mean, because if he was just there trying to sleep off the liquor, why didn't he let you in his car? And why was the white woman coming his way until she saw you? No one can make any of this make sense. And I can't believe he just left you there. I mean, what kind of husband does this? Steve?
Make me proud, dog. Don't leave him out there, dog.
I'm so concerned about this entire letter.
A lot of brothers.
I've never seen so much stuff go wrong that I can't write. I just want to say to anybody out there that's hanging on to me for hope with this letter right here, let it go. Let it go. Give them all hope on this one right here, pimp. I can't help you. This is so wrong on so many damn levels. I got a call that my husband was asleep in his car behind the bar that he goes to on Friday nights after work. Now, let's step this letter right here. She got a call from who? Now, that must be her friend. Her friend who called. That's kind of crazy right there. I pulled up on him, and he was asleep in the back seat with the windows cracked. His pants were unbuttoned, and his shoes were off.
That's how I see it.
You mean his pants was unbuttoned at the top, and they was unzipped? Or he had on fly button front pants. That ain't what you wear when you finna do something in the back seat. You don't wear button fly pants. I can just tell you that right now. It's too hard. You can't even have to go to the bathroom real fast because a lot of times them buttonholes ain't been worked a lot and it's hard to get them off. You can pee on yourself. I'm just going to be real with you.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Now, he was sleeping in the back seat with the windows cracked. His pants was unbuttoned and his shoes were off. I tapped on the window. He didn't budge, so I hit the button to unlock the car. Then he jumped up and screamed. I told him get out the car, but he refused to.
Wait
a minute, dog. What? You tapped on the window.
Yes, that's what I wanted.
What scream? It's several screams. That one don't work.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that one. So he had to let out a blood curdling, you know, Freddy Krueger type chainsaw massacre. He jumped up and screamed. I told him to get out the car, but he refused to. He said he didn't know how he got there. Now, it's starting to shake pretty good for me right here. I like the angle right here. I don't know how I got here. But he didn't finish the lie. See, that was the only time he had an out. I don't know how I got here. I'm drunk. He should have stayed right there. But he did too much non-drunk stuff. I can't really help this man. And when we come back, I'm just going to dig the hole deeper for him. I try. But there's a white woman involved, so I really can't be able. I can't help your ass, though.
Too much.
It's white lady. It's white lady that messed it up for you, Pimp. I can't help.
All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after. Today's subject of this strawberry letter was he was asleep on the back seat. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, he was asleep on the back seat.
Lady got a call that her husband was behind the bar he go to on Fridays at work. So you drove down there. He was asleep on the back seat. The windows was cracked. His pants was unbuttoned and his shoes was off. I tapped on the window. He didn't budge. So she reached in and hit the button to unlock the car. Then he jumped up and screamed. I told him get out the car, but he refused to. Okay, so now he's trying to hold a position. I'm not getting out this car because obviously something, if he'd have stood up, would have been telling. So he had to stay seated in this car. He said that he didn't know how he got there. Now, that's where it was starting to take shape. I had hope for him, but it died immediately. He said, I don't know how I got back there. Then he said, So I should leave because it's not safe for me to be there. Uh-oh, dog, that's where your ass blew it at. You had to lie. I don't know how I got back here, but you should leave because it's not safe for you to be here. That's the damn near dumbest thing you could have said. Because you know she ain't finna leave. What he should have said was, I don't know how I got back here. Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need you.
Get away from my door. How dare you? And then that would have fit with the scream, see? But he didn't carry that out. See, he did, this brother's lies, it's, they're not connected. So I wasn't going nowhere until he got out the car. He set up, put his shoes on, but he still wouldn't get out the car. I closed the car door and went and sat in my car. Why? You closed his car door and went and sat in your car. He started texting somebody, and out the corner of my eye, I saw a white lady approaching his car and then suddenly turned around. Now, Shirley, you said he turned around when she saw her, but that's not true. She turned around after she got the text. Don't come out here. My wife is in the car. The white lady saw that as she was approaching the car and turned around. Now, you can hold strong that you don't know this white lady, but it's damn sure coincidental, though. At that same time, my girlfriend called me and said she was parked in the back and had her eyes on me in case I needed her help. Now, your damn girlfriend is parked in the back because she the one called you and told you your husband was asleep. Because she at the same bar. She tricky, too. The bar is called Tricky Time. And everybody down there is tricky. Everybody. Your friend is tricky.
Yeah.
He tricky. The white girl tricky. It's trick stuff going on at this bar. I was so clueless. So she explained that she thinks my husband was about to get it on with the white woman in his back seat. Let's just say
what?
She said he was gonna get it on with the white woman. She said, so then, now check this out. I was so clueless, so she explained she didn't backseat. I hung up. I went inside. This too much. This is too much. You done got in your car. Now you done went inside the bar, found a white woman. Now you already know this didn't happen. She said she was gonna have security escort me out because I was dead wrong about her wanting to be with my husband. You know white people call the police. You know that. White women always call the police. Now, and the police would have took her side because you didn't even see her talking to your husband.
Check the phone.
After that, she said you was dead wrong. When I got back outside to my car, my husband was gone.
Whoa.
So much for you shouldn't be here. This too dangerous for you. Now listen to this. He was at home in bed when I got there. That's just too damn fast, dog. Ain't nobody believing you done went home and fell asleep that fast. You just got home. She got in her car. He said he left to avoid conflict. He told me he was very disappointed that I pulled that stunt and he was only trying to sleep off the liquor before he drove home. Does my friend's story sound right to you or does my husband's story sound right to you? Let me ask you something, lady. Do anything in this story sound right to you?
No.
He wouldn't get out the car. His shoes was off. I know a lot of drunk ass people.
You do?
I ain't never seen none of them have to take their shoes off to sober up. That is not a requirement. So right now, this lie is falling apart.
Yeah. It's a disaster.
The white lady walking to the car, got the text, turned around. I can't say she was going to get in the car, but his pants was already unbuttoned and his shoes was off. I think she was coming back from round two, if you ask me, if the white woman was heading for the car. But the whole problem with this letter is it's a white lady in it. You can't get out of this, dog.
Post your comments on today's letter. Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and
drunk.
Facebook.
I took my shoes off.
Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.